Hughes got it wrong in one important detail. You will have read in Tom Brown how I was expelled from Rugby's school for drunkenness, which is true enough. But when Hughes alleges that this was the result of my deliberately pouring beer on top of gin punch, he's in error. I knew better than to mix my drinks, even at 17. I mention this not in self-defense, but in the interests of strict truth. This story will be completely truthful. I am breaking the habit of 80 years. Why shouldn't I? When a man is as old as I am, and knows himself thoroughly for what he was and is, he doesn't care much. I'm not ashamed, you see. Never was. And I have enough on what society would consider the credit side of the ledger. A knighthood, a Victoria Cross, high rank, and some popular fame. So I can look at the picture above my desk of the young officer in cardigans, hussars, tall, masterful, and roughly handsome I was in those days. Even Hughes allowed that I was big and strong and had considerable powers of being pleasant, and say that it is the portrait of a scoundrel, a liar, a cheat, a thief, a coward. And, oh, yes, a toady. Hughes said more or less all these things, and his description was pretty fair, except in matters of detail, such as the one I've mentioned. But he was more concerned to preach a sermon than to give facts. But I am concerned with facts, and since many of them are discreditable to me, you can rest assured they are true. At all events, Hughes was wrong in saying I suggested beer. It was Speedy Cut who ordered it up, and I had drunk it, on top of all those gin punches, before I knew what I was properly doing. That finished me. I was really drunk then. Beastly drunk, says Hughes, and he's right. And when they got me out of the grapes, I could hardly see, let alone walk. They bundled me into a sedan, and then a beak hove in sight, and Speedy Cut lived up to his name and bolted. I was left sprawling in the chair, and up came the master and saw me. It was old Rufton, one of Arnold's housemasters. "Good God," he said, "it's one of our boys, drunk." I can still see him goggling at me with his great pale gooseberry eyes and white whiskers. He tried to rouse me, but he might as well have tried to wake a corpse. I just lay and giggled at him. Finally he lost his temper and banged the top of the chair with his cane and shouted, "Take him up, chairman! Take him to the school! He shall go before the doctor for this!" So they bore me off in procession with old Rufton raging behind about disgusting excesses and the wages of sin. And old Thomas and the chairman took me to the hospital, which was appropriate, and left me on a bed to sober up. It didn't take me long, I can tell you, as soon as my mind was clear enough to think what would come of it. You know what Arnold was like, if you've read Hughes, and he had no use for me at the best of times. The least I could expect was a flogging before the school.